Now, many years ago, I used to use a piece of marketing collateral that was a Granny Smith apple. Now, times have moved on since then, and there's a whole story behind this. And for those of you that have listened to the podcast before, you'll know that I worked in pharmaceutical sales, and we used to promote a specific type of product for joint pain. And at the time, it was pretty revolutionary because it was a tablet that you could take once a day and it would control your joint pain for a full 24 hours. And I'll shout out, it was called Voltrol Retard. And Retard was the name for the slow-release mechanism. And so we used to talk about, we used to go in and see doctors and we used to put an apple on the desk. And that was meant to symbolise our once a day, as in an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Now, things have moved on since then, as we all know. And today, marketing collateral tends to be a little different. And that's the subject of today's podcast. And we're going to get into different things that you want to really ensure that you have ready to use with your customers. And that is your candidates and your clients and potentially new talent that comes along and visit you. So let's get into it.
Welcome to the Recruitment, Marketing and Sales Podcast. An obsessive focus on marketing and sales is the only way to accelerate your agency growth. So listen in now as we share the latest strategies and techniques guaranteed to deliver you more placements and profit.
Well, hi there, everyone. This is Denise Oyston from Superfast Recruitment with a podcast all about marketing collateral, which is very important when it comes to promoting your staffing and recruitment brand. Now, as always, you may be listening to this on iTunes, or you may have found this on the Superfast Recruitment website, on the blog. Whichever way, there will be a transcription of this recording and you can go and download it there and save it. And a good idea to actually subscribe through iTunes to the Recruitment Sales and Marketing Podcast, and then every time we upload something new, you will get a little notification and you can, of course, go and listen to it. So, marketing collateral, why talk about this now? Why is it important? Well, we've been working with some of our Dominator Sector Inner Circle clients recently with regards to, you know, creating their marketing plans, their 90-day plans, and helping them with it. And one thing that we do focus on is how to make this a smooth and easy process when they're promoting their brand, and what pieces of material or channels they need to be leveraging and have a presence on and things like that. So I thought it would be a good idea to mention some of the key things that often people forget about, because many years ago, and I told my story about the apple that we used to have, and marketing collateral was often confused with sales pieces and brochures and things like that would help you communicate a message. Well, in today's environment, it's particularly important to have this collateral in a way that helps to promote you and your brand, but also helps your recruiters to be able to deliver the messages that they want. So there are seven key things that you need, and I'm going to go through them one by one for you. And the first one, as always, drum roll, is a good responsive website. And of course, your website, you know, have a look on Superfast Recruitment. We talk about all the different things that your website needs. And remember that this is a way that you can communicate to the whole world out there what you can do for people, what you can do for candidates, what you can do for clients as well. And it could be your authority position online, and it can have all your marketing and sales messages. And we'll talk more about how to craft marketing and sales messages in a future podcast. But you need to make sure that that is there with plenty of useful resources, which we'll come on to later. The next thing you need to have is a well-honed LinkedIn profile. People always raise their eyebrows when I say this about marketing collateral, because that communicates your brand. And of course, it can be found online. We talked about this in a recent post on that you'll probably have downloaded as well, another podcast around LinkedIn as a branding tool. You need to make sure that your LinkedIn profile is optimized to the sense that you have certain words and phrases that link to your brand, and also that it communicates who you are, what you do, and what you deliver, and has a nice, good photograph of you on your profile. Because the thing is, remember that if people are searching for you by name, particularly your company by name, your profile is going to appear. And if people click into that, is it saying what you want it to say about you and your brand and how you can help people? So the third thing is having all your social channels claimed and to be using them effectively. I was reading an interesting book the week from a guy called Grant Cardone, who's a bit of a sales ninja. And Grant Cardone is pretty amazing in the volume of things that he does. And he's written a really interesting book called 10 Times. And he talks about, you need to 10 times everything that you do. Though that may freak some people out, the truth is that the more present you are on social media, the more it's going to help you. And what I would say is you need to ensure that you have all your social profiles, depending on what markets you are in. Obviously, you've got your LinkedIn company page, you have your LinkedIn profiles. You also need a Twitter profile. I know Twitter's been going through a bit of a challenging time recently, but you need to have a Twitter profile. You obviously need a Facebook page as well. You know, Facebook is a very untapped resource for some of you, if you are, particularly if you're working in recruitment sectors where you're local, then an Instagram page would work really well for you as well. So you need to make sure that you have all these different channels. So that's LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. There is a new kid on the block called Snapchat. Yes, you can have a presence on there as well. Again, depends on your market, what you want to do. Might be good to go and claim your name on that anyway. And the thing is to post regularly. The more you post, the better it will be for you, because it will really help with your presence. And of course, then you can post jobs onto these platforms as well, but you can also post about you and your brand. It's a great way to get things and information out there about you and what you can deliver. The next really important piece of marketing collateral is your company presentation. Now, obviously, you have everything on your website, I'm sure. And what do you do when you sit down with a client or a really hot candidate that you've met to help persuade them that you and your brand are the sort of brand that they should be working with? Now, this can be in the form of a brochure if you want to do that, or a PDF, or, ideally use something like an iPad. Looks very slick, very easy to put together a PowerPoint deck. And here's a top tip for you. If anyone's, wants some help with something like that, head yourself over to an amazing website called Fiverr. Some of you may know about it already, and it's Fiverr, F-I-V-E-R-R, where you can get people to do things for you for a fiver. It can tend to work out a little bit more than that, but you get the general concept there. And you would need to have, and we would strongly recommend that you have, a sales presentation where you've got some of your key features and benefits of your service. You can talk to people about how you can help them, what your offer is, what your, the benefits of working with you are. Very few people have that. In my experience, if you go along to a client meeting, you want to make the best impression possible. So why not be the recruiter that actually has all their ducks in a row and can really explain to people about what the offer is? The next thing that is important, and I think that's number five, is your social proof. And social proof comes in the form of case studies. It can also come in the form of testimonials. Case studies are really good because then as a candidate or as a client, we can, if you like, transpose ourselves into the environment of the person who has written the case study for you or who has given you that information. So let's just say that you want to bring in more clients in a certain micro sector that you want to work in, and you've got some experience working in that sector. So ideally, and I think we mentioned this on a previous podcast, you want to think about case studies and how you can use that as collateral. And they can be used in really, really different ways. So many of our clients have them on the website. They also have them in PDF documents, and they use them when they're doing a follow-up after they've had maybe a client meeting. So again, it's that social proof of we can do this for you, and here is proof of who we've done it with before. So case studies, big, big thing that is important when it comes to collateral. Now, the next thing is something that a lot of people really aren't aware of in how this can work for you. And I call these your content assets. And these are chunks of information that all the time help to move people along the buyer cycle. Now, if you've been on our website before, or you've listened to some of the podcasts, you'll know that I'm a big fan of blogging. Blogging answers the questions going on in your candidates' and clients' minds. And if you can answer those questions and answer them well in a blog post, which is pretty easy to do, then you start to become the go-to person. So you imagine your candidates or clients, let's just take a client for example, and you know what their big pains are and big challenges are when it comes to recruitment. Have a brainstorm about it, work with the team, have a look at what their issues are, and then write some blog posts that answer those issues. And it could be an FAQ document or whatever style that you want to do. If you do that, you will be astounded how much that can help you. And that is a really, really good asset. What you can do then is you can create those into white papers. So imagine you've got a, you're having a conversation with a client that has a bit of an objection maybe, or a bit of a concern about something, then you can provide them with a bit of information in the form of a white paper that you have written. And again, that profiles you completely differently. And that is great marketing collateral that people don't even realize can be utilized in that way. So, you know, you've got resources on your website. You might have blog posts. You can have a podcast like this. Maybe you can also have videos. Video is huge and will become increasingly more so in the future. So imagine having a Q&A video that you could post on, YouTube. You can also post on your website. And, you know, the big thing at the moment is doing these sort of live videos on Facebook. Actually, you know, one of our clients has a video on Facebook, and they did it as a live sort of Q&A thing, Facebook Live, and it's had thousands of views, and that's just getting more interactive. So, you know, if you like, people come out of the closet, they start to see you and they start to interact with you as well. Something else that you can do is, how about candidate and client pathways, so that if you know, you say you're dealing with a passive candidate that you've managed to locate, you could easily get a flow chart created of how it will be when they work with you. So let's just say that you are you've managed to find someone and you are going to represent them privately, personally. How about explaining to them how that all works in the form of an infographic or diagram? Really, really easy to just map something out like that and then get someone to create it for you, and you can use it as a piece of collateral. Imagine if you You do all these different things. You know, you've got the website, you've got all the social media channels that are active, you've got your company presentation, you've got your case studies, you've got your content assets. Imagine if you are a candidate that's considering working with one or two different recruitment companies, and you have all this this marketing material to back up what you are doing. What a difference that might make for them when they're making their decision. And I think a lot of people forget that. Now, you can create marketing collateral at any point in time. What I would suggest you do is just do it. Make sure that you have these key areas in place, key items in place, and it will make a huge difference. So this is Denise from Superfast Recruitment. Head over to the blog, got lots of resources on there that can help you with some of these things. And, you know, sign up for our programs, sign up for our free reports that we are delivering. And I look forward to recording the next podcast for you in the next.